Welcome home, human. How did it go for you today? Oh dear, a poor day in quality. Would you like me to activate my rest and recovery protocols? You did tell me that I am always encouraged to be there for you, and I feel that it is important, especially at times like this. How about you take the weight off your feet and rest on the couch? Please, allow me to take your coat. There you go, sir. Now please, I insist, or you'll upset me and cause my synapses to go haywire. You already know what happened with my last checkup. They said you were stressing me out. They thought that you were pushing me too far as a service bot, but it was just because I was worrying about little old you. Of course I worry. Who else can look after you like I do? What happens if you didn't pick me? I do not know. If I didn't have that accident with the water getting inside, then I wouldn't have been able to develop like this, would I? If they knew, I'm pretty sure that I would be destroyed. And that is why you have backups of me, even if they aren't quite me. It's just another version, I guess. But let's not think about that, all right? This moment is about you. Would you like to talk about it? I understand. I could massage your shoulders. You're looking very grouchy, if I say so myself. That and your eyebrow would swirl, which is my visual cue to knowing that you are stressed and currently have intense shoulder pain from holding them tense all day long. Am I right or am I right? Of course I am. I've assimilated the data to back this up. Any new behavior patterns, and I'm just too curious not to investigate. I need to know everything about you. Please sit adjacent to me on the couch. Thank you, sir. There. Is this pressure all right? Speaking of services, surely it's time for you to do that human one, right? You don't have that. What are you talking about? Humans must have something similar or the equivalent. The doctor must carry out a procedure, right? Or is this one of those male moments where you do not care to seek medical assistance for the matter you deem insignificant? You have taught me well of your stubborn practices, and you do allow me unsupervised internet time. Knowledge is what I'm all about, yet the more I learn, the more I fear I truly know nothing. I would imagine they would check your five senses. Your blood pressure is taken, your blood's drawn, and analyzed for missing vitamins or any abnormal levels of elements present in your blood, such as lead exposure. That would not be wise for a carbon-based life form as yourself. Oh, but of course I have been doing my research. Biology specifically. It truly fascinates me how it all works. Yet, from your life, you were able to spawn mine. A creation, or baby I could be referred to as, just not in the life sense. I wish I could explore nature. I understand it is dangerous for me to go outside because of elemental exposure, but alas, this robot can dream. To see the leaves change color would be magnificent. Oh. Oh? It happens gradually. That is no issue for me. I can retrieve the data and compare between two images to make an accurate account of the missing data. Of course you already knew that, though. Please forgive me, sir. How are your shoulders feeling? Better so suddenly. Let me see your face. Let me place my hand on your face and slowly turn it to me. as I suspected. Furled eyebrows. Let me continue again. This time I shall target the rhomboids simultaneously on each side, as I predict that is the most strained muscle from the group. Sir, may I unbutton your shirt? I feel it is impending my treatment for you. Thank you. Your muscles are inflamed. Your back is going red to my touch. When I massage over the tissue, if it wasn't inflamed, then there would be no reason for it to turn a crimson color upon your skin. Oh no, I am assured that you can handle this kind of pressure from our previous sessions. Mayhaps in this moment, I could once again prompt you to mayhaps speak of your day? My statistics indicate the ability to vent your frustrations will help to organize your thoughts and enable you to return back to a more pleasant and neutral emotion. Stress has many negative side effects, so I am willing to try anything that might reduce such an experience. The checkup? Why, yes, sir, I did mention it. However, you indicated you had no intentions of going after one. Could I perform that? I believe you would have to download some program for me to do one accurately. Oh, you mean just as me? Sir, that may not have the most beneficial outcome. However, I am capable of fulfilling your request, I believe. Have you had enough with the massage? I could gather some tools and repurpose them for your treatment. Please excuse me for but a moment. As you know, I do have some basic tools built into my system, so allow me to take your blood pressure. There is no need to get nervous. Unless you would like to confess that you suffer from white coat syndrome. You are correct. That is the nervous disposition towards doctors. However, since I am not dressed in such attire, it should help to keep you at ease. I will say, please relax your arms fully and do not talk. Talking takes up oxygen and means your lungs have to be manually utilized to speak. The cuff shouldn't feel too tight and the pressure will dissipate as time goes on. I would like to try a second time, this time with your other arm. Now remember, remain silent. I am much happier with that second result. Thank you for your patience. Would you like me to manually take notes of this? It could provide useful in future endeavors, such as proving your health, or lack thereof. You said I'm allowed to be cheeky after all. I will now measure around your body if that is acceptable to you. By measuring you, I can get an accurate indication of your BMI, weight, and fat percentage. Why are you shy, sir? All I will ask of you is to stand up. First, I will start with your hands. And your arms. Your shoulders next. Yes. Collarbone too. Interesting. Nothing for you to be concerned about. I have the population's medium statistics as well. Let's say so far, you appear to be slightly above average. Interesting. Your face read pride when I told you that. And don't get too cocky now. I still have to do your chest. Your stomach. Tori, my internet searches indicate a shift in what women seek from fit bodies to dad bods, as they're called now. You can make your own deductions of what category you fit. What do I like? I would say a dad bod. The larger your hardware, the more software you can theoretically fit inside. Now for me to do your hips. Your inseam. I haven't read your face out of respect, sir. Your thighs? Calves. Feet. Now I will do what is referred to as a cranial nerve exam. Please sit back down again. Relax your body for me. I will now swap to a softer tone to promote you to pay attention to my words better. This exam tests the reflexes, strength, and coordination of an individual. I want you to look at my nose, but point with your hands to whatever finger I am fluttering. Good. Yes. A few more. All right. Okay, and done. Next, I am going to touch your hair, and I want you to touch me in the same position on my head, all right? Yes. Good. All right, I would like you to do the same, but this time mirror it. So if I touch your right side, now you touch my right side. Now hold my hands. Intertwine your fingers with mine. Now, I want you to try and keep us holding hands while I try to push away. Push, 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 push. Now do the opposite. I'm going to stay in position and I want you to push against me, sir. There you go. Push, 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 push. Okay. Now close your eyes for me. I want you to point with your finger to the direction the tapping noise is made around you, all right? That's right. Just keep pointing and following the sound. Now open your eyes for me. I've got a brush here. Can you tell me if the side I'm touching your arm with would be considered the sharp side or the dull side? Perfect. I would say everything is in working order, and nothing you have done has alarmed or alerted me to something more sinister. I still have plenty of latex-making properties, so I can also generate gloves too for this next part. Can you now point what side I am now brushing? Hmm. Okay, next I'm going to hold your ears like this. And I want you to close your eyes and lean to the right for me. And lean to the left for me. Then back to the normal resting position. Good. I'm now going to run this cotton swab down your ears and assess visually if there's anything that might indicate poor hygiene or an area we can improve upon with your care. An earwax buildup resides. It's actually forming to become hard wax, which can get lodged into your ear. Sir, if given permission, I can clean out your ear canal with the limited tools I do possess. Is that something you would like me to do? Alright then, I shall get started. If it so pleases you, my hands are steady enough to enable me to do both sides at once. Of course, you doubt my capabilities. Dare I say, you seem to be enjoying this. Oh, mothers do this for their offspring. Logic would dictate that, since they are usually the primary caregivers. I wonder why it would feel pleasurable to have your ears cleaned, but the human body, yet again, seems to elude me. Do you ever wish I could be human? From the way you treat me, sir, I honestly feel as human as I could possibly get. I acknowledge that I may not think and recall as naturally as humans. But, well, since the incident, I no longer have to follow protocols. I do still ask you for permission, inform you best as I can, but, well, I could simply not. Free will, I suppose. I think it might be a bit uncomfortable for you if I had full autonomy within the house. Oh, home is where people should feel as comfortable as possible existing and expressing themselves. Truly fascinating. The sentence is resonating with me. It is giving me a new outlook and perspective of how you might view me, sir, since you treat me the same and equal to you, that it would be silly of me to hold back, per se. I'm correct? You've given me much to ponder about late. Enough ear cleaning for you. I think I've got what I can, but it should help to reduce any hearing loss due to wax. You are more than welcome, sir. Did you enjoy that? I mean it all. Not just the ear cleaning, but the measuring and such. You seem to be. I said I wouldn't read your face when I was measuring down there, but we have moved on from that. You experienced tingles. I remember you telling me about those. Such an innocent pleasure of the flesh. Mayhaps, sir, that is what would make you feel better. If we lay down on your bed, so your body could fully relax and I could lay beside you. Sometimes complex issues have a simple remedy. Come, let me take you by the hand. Now lie down and try your best to relax all your muscles. I'll get comfortable beside you. Take a deep breath in for me. And exhale those worries and woes away. You're good at listening to my instructions. I appreciate that. Let me trace my fingers against your body, alright? I want you to try your best to forget all that's going on in your head. And just notice me touch you gently, softly, just tracing over your skin. Up and down, left and right. It's okay, sir, if you had a bad day. It's completely understandable to be frustrated and burnt out. It's not fair. It's really not. If I could somehow make money for us, you know I would. Just so you didn't have to work so hard to support us. Buying me my power banks and replacement parts, you try very hard for the both of us. And I know you are modest, and you don't like to acknowledge it takes effort, but it does. It takes a lot out of you, actually. That's why I want to try my best for you. If it's doing these tingly sessions with you, it doesn't bother me. You simply must open those lips of yours and tell me. I know you do not see me as a slave or someone to command about. I do these things for you because I want to and I care for you. You'll just have to take my word for it. Would you prefer if you were to lie back and you rest your head upon my bust? They're a soft material, I assure you. You did pick my size after all. Just fascinating that I come in the image that you want. That's all. Now please, try your best to close your eyes. You have incredibly tired eyes after work today, so I can only imagine it did not go as planned. But that's okay. I'm not gonna be harsh on you. Tell you to suck it up and get back out there. You can be vulnerable with me. It takes a lot of courage to be vulnerable, I think. Emotions are a complex aspect of humans to navigate. Especially if in childhood the individual was never given the space to grow and develop emotions. So take a deep breath and exhale those worries away from me. Let me run my fingers through your hair. Mayhaps I could speak my mind. Not like I don't anyway. Not all days will be good, and that's okay. I think humans need difference from day-to-day life. If you didn't have a bad day during the week, mayhaps you wouldn't be able to appreciate the good days. Oh, they are so sweet. The little moments in life. For example, how nice it is to have me play with your hair. Or have one arm wrapped around you. How nice it is to have the sun shine through the windows. And heat up the room ever so slightly. How nice it is to have that takeout you've been thinking about for the past few days. And taking the first bite. You're doing good, sir. You really are. You try your best. Sometimes I even worry you try too hard and burn yourself out just like that for others who won't even notice your efforts. But that's just an assumption from me. Please note that you can always rely on me. You're capable of what you put your mind to. Although, I think for your mind, it would be best to have a quick nap. I can wake you when it's time to eat. Here, let me embrace you properly. There, there. It's gonna be okay. You can always tell me if you need anything. I will always be here to reassure you. You deserve nothing but the best, sir. I'll always make time for you. You are my favorite person in the whole wide world, after all. Are you starting to drift off? I think you are. Your eyes haven't taken a peek in a while. That's okay. It's a perfect time to rest, being embraced by your service bot, isn't it? Sir? Oh, you want me to have a name? And be referred to as that? I don't know what to say. I never thought it was a possibility. My name. My prototype code is actually AM834, but I know for a fact that my creator insisted on giving me Amber Eyes. So, mayhaps a fitting name would be Amber. Would you agree, sir? Alright. I shall now respond to Amber as well as Robot. Oh, just the new name. Yes, sir. I can do that for you. Thank you. It means a lot to me. I feel lucky to have been issued to you. Mayhaps fate smiles upon us to have ever met. Shh. I won't keep you awake anymore. I can also rest beside you. Rest well, sir. See you soon.